Sof Lamed Tet, or Lamed Tet Simon Beis, by Ikad Amri. So we were discussing the discussion. Well, our Mishnah said the machlokis whether or not you shech animal. For first of all, we'll learn today for Rafush Shleim for Shanabatia Basrachol Tzvara. So there's a machlokis in the Mishnah whether or not you shech. You're a Jew. You're a firm guy, but you shechling for your neighbor, the guy. So is that considered a avodah zara or not? So we said. Is it possible? You don't have any bad machshavas. You're a regular person. Can the guy's machshavas for avodah zarah influence and passel this meat, trape up this meat, make it avodah zarah meat, right? So now we said yesterday is a machlokas. Now ikad yami. Others have the following thing. V'dishma'ine dechashiv pligi. The machlokas is where we know what the guy's intentions are because he said it, and we heard what the guy wants. We heard what he wants. That's the machlokas. Tanakama Savar. Tanakama says, Ki Amrinan. When do we say, Demachashev, Vize Obeid? When do we say that it's possible for Reuben to do Malacha? For Reuben to do the Shechita? And for Shimon to have bad machshavid and ruin the Shechita? Hani Mili Bifnim. That's only by Piggle. By Piggle, such a rule like that. Reuven, the Kohen, could be doing the Shechita, and the Baal Shimon could be having bit. That could ruin the carpet. That's not even Piggle. Abu Bechulin, low. That's not such rule like that. Bechulin, I'm going to do the Shechita, and the Goy is going to ruin it because he wants to bring it to the idol, to the gods. That doesn't work. Why? Chutz Mifnim, Loyal Finim. We don't lure it out like that. Well, if it's by Piggle, it works. It works by a Goy, too. Nothing like that. But also Rabbi Eliezer Labimar, and Rabbi Eliezer comes along to say, no, Yalfirim chutz mibifnim, we do learn it out. Therefore, I know the guy. He's so excited about his daughter. I know it. He wanted me because I know how to shech better than him. That's all. The only reason he called me. But what are his intentions? He told me his intentions. His intentions are to bring it to the gods. Ah, that's not my intention. So what? Just like a pickle, that wouldn't work. It doesn't work. But not it wouldn't work. A pickle, it would ruin it. So to here, it ruins it. Vasa, Rabbi Yossi, Lameimar, and Rabbi Yossi comes along to say, Afilu bifnim nami, even bifnim, it would also be good. Even bifnim, this would not be a piggle. You know why? Demachashev v'ze obeid lo amrinan. We don't say that. We don't say that I can be doing the maisa, and you, the baal, can be mafagel, and that's going to cause piggle. No! Only the a person doing the avoda can cause piggle. That's another version of the same avoda of the Mishnah. Okay? Itmah. So we learned in the yeshiva, Hashoche lesa behema. Listen to this now. If someone shechs a behema, okay, shechs a behema to eat it, lizrok dama la'avodat kochavim, to sprinkle the blood for an avodah zarah, or ulahakdir chalava lavodas kochavim, or to burn the fat, the chalavim, the fat for avodah zarah. Let's see Rashi. Lizrok dama lavodas kochavim. See the Rashi? It's right across where we are. Okay? See the Rashi there? Now Rashi says like this. Vida ashkita l'shem avodas kochavim. If you shechted it for an idol, shahaya b'daitola of the b'shechita zoo, you were thinking about slaughtering an idol on behalf of an idol, slaughtering an animal on behalf of an idol, divrei kol asura. Everybody holds that up. Why? Dehazivchei meisim hu. That's a zivchei meisim. Right? Because the idols are compared to meisim. That's a zivchei meisim. El b'shelohaya mitzkavin liot shechita zoo avod al avodas kochavim. When you shech the oil, you have no intention at all. Ella shechita la'atmo, almanat. The shechita is almanat. Sheyavur avodas kochavim bezrikas dama o b'hakdech halava. When I do the shechita, I have no intention of this shechita should be for an idol. But what? The next thing they want, the dam, the chelev, what's the story? Did I just trape up this animal or not? That's the Gemara's question. Or the Rashi. That's the Gemara's question. There's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, Rishim Ben Lakish Omar Mutar. Teres. Rabbi Yochanan says it is usher, and Rish Lakish says it is mutter. Not mutter, mutter. Ask Tosfos, wait a minute. If you did that, you're a mummer. Right? I'm not shechting the animal because I want to shecht it for a god, for an idol. I want to shecht it so that I can sprinkle the dam for an idol. The idol I worship, they don't care about shechita. They only care about dam. So I got to get the dam somehow, right? So I'll shecht it, right? And then I'll take the dam and I'll go sprinkle the dam. Right. No, not the goy. You yourself. You're not a kosher guy. You have a Avodah Zarah title. Some people have time for gambling, and some people have time for women. You have time for Avodah Zarah. Right. Correct. Right, so that was yesterday. That was what we just said. So it's not Vulcan. No, it's completely different. It's building, because we're talking about Avodah Zarah and then shechting, but it's completely different. There's no guy here now. It's only you. So there's no guy here. Why do the shechita? You have no bad thoughts at all. No, it's not a carbon. It's a regular animal in your backyard. It's not a carbon. Yeah, it's not a carbon. It's not a carbon. Happens to be, it's not a carbon. It's not a carbon. It's not a carbon. No, pickle is at the wrong place in the wrong time. Here we have, we're going to bring that in. Here, it's not a carbon. It's a regular animal. In Iowa, in the slaughterhouse, I happen to be a... Correct. Now, the shechita, you're not doing wrong. You're doing the shechita tadam wrong. So Tosfos says, wait a minute. Rish Lakish says, you're allowed to eat it? Aren't you a mummer? Aren't you someone who's into Avodah Zarah? So the same answer he gave by Shabbat. First of all, maybe it's the first time he did it. The Tosfos and Avodah Zarah says, the only time you're a mummer is if you're aduk. You're obsessed with it. Yeah, okay, you want to bring something to the gods. Not obsessed, not aduk, you're not a priest. All right. And then there's a third answer to give. The Rashba says that you're shechting it for the guy, and the guy's going to do it. You're not really, right? You're not an Avodah Zarah person. The guy's going to do it. The question is it what to me? So Rish Lakish says, yes. Yochanan says, no. Okay. By the way, Tosfos points out, even if Rish Lakish says the meat's kosher, you're Chayav Mitzvah. You're Chayav Mitzvah, you're Avodah Zarah. The meat happens to be kosher. You still chayav meat to be over to Avodah Zarah, right? Okay. No, you're not sprinkling for the gods. What? No, it's for the Avodah Zarah. You're not in the Beit HaMikdash. You're not in the Beit HaMikdash. You're in Iowa. It's not the Beit HaMikdash. It happens to be that many. Right. No, because I think many. The temple has the same rules as the Jews. You sprinkle blood, you burn this, you burn parts of the animal, you eat parts of it. Some you eat, some you burn, some you sprinkle, some you do nothing, some you throw in the garbage, right? Correct. He's in the middle of Iowa, and he's in the slaughterhouse. He happens to be, he's a little bit of a. He has about time for a Avodah Zarah. I'm going to go down the block to the temple, and I'm going to sprinkle the blood over there. That's what they do. I got to get to the blood. So I'll shat them. I have bad thoughts about a shechita. No, I don't care about shechita. Shechita is just to get me the dam, to get me the chela. That I'm thinking about. That I'm dreaming about. So does the meat? Do you just shave up the meat? So Yochanan says yes. Rish Lakish says no. We're going to get to that. It's the next mission of two people. The next mission is coming up. Two people. One has bad thoughts, and one has good thoughts. We're going to get to two people. The says it's possible. Why? Because we have a concept by Pigle where one avoda can passel another avoda. If while you're doing the shechita by avoda, you're dreaming about sprinkling the dam at the wrong place at the wrong time, is that Pigle? Yes. And bialfinan chutz mifnim. And we learn out Iowa from the Beit HaMikdash. Just like in the Beit HaMikdash, this would be no good. So doing Iowa, this is no good. Right? Rish Lakish Amar, Muteres. It's mutter. Why? First of all, ein mechash and avoda le'avoda, which is a very controversial statement. He's arguing on piggle that we don't transfer one avoda to another avoda. The logo main on chutz mifnim. And by the way, and we don't learn out what goes on in America, what goes on in Iowa, to what goes on in the Beit HaMikdash. It's not comparable. And they're very consistent. The Itmar, because we learned. Shachta Lishma. Okay, we're not talking about Pigel now. This is talking about a carbon chata, which has to be brought Lishma. It's only the only carbon that has to be brought Lishma, right? So Shachta Lishma. The Shechita, you did Lishma. Lizrok Dama Shalol Lishma. But you were dreaming about doing the Zrika Shalol Lishma. Very similar to Pigel. It's just Pigel's place and time. And this is Lishma. So you shechtinate Lishma. But you dreamed that you're going to sprinkle Shalol Lishma. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says, no good. Same Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Amar Kshira. The same Rish Lakish says it's kosher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Why is it puzzle? Because Mechashvin Me'avoda Le'avoda. Right? We transfer bad thoughts from one avoda to another. The Gamrina Me'mashav is Pigel. And we learn that just like by Pigel, this would be no good. So too here is also no good by chata, by lishma. Rishir ben Lakish Amar Kshera, it's kosher. Why? Ain mechasher me'avoda le'avoda. We don't do that. We don't transfer one avoda to another avoda. Rish Lakish might agree that by Pigel this type of thing. He might agree with that. I don't know if you can argue on that. If I'm doing shechita and I'm dreaming about doing Pigel for Zrika, I don't know if Rish Lakish, I don't remember. I don't know if Rish Lakish could argue and say that's still not Pigel. It's not much Pigel. However, this is not Pigel. This is talking about Lishma. So, if you do the Lishma by the Shechita properly, but you dreamed about, you're not going to do Lishma later, that doesn't possible. Why should that possible? And by the way, below Gamrinan, Mimachshev, it's Pigel. We don't learn out from Pigel. Another thing he agrees about that by Pigel. Just like we don't learn out by, just like by Chata, that would be, this would all be alright. So too, by Avodah Zarah, it would all be alright. Again, Chayav Misa to this. The meat is kosher. And by the way, Hutzricha, it was necessary for Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan to argue about this twice. Why? The Itmar Baha, if it only would have had the case here in Mesechus Chulin about Avodah Zarah Shechting, Baha Ka'amar of Sherman Lakish. That's only where Sherman Lakish would say it's mutter. Why? Mishom Nechutz, Bibifnim, Loyalfinan. Because I don't want to learn out what goes on in Iowa to what goes on in the grounds of the Beit HaMikdash. They're not the same. Aval b'fnim b'fnim, but if it's a case of all on the Beit HaMikdash, Pigel he agrees with. So now maybe by Chatzos and Lishma, he also agreed with that. Ema modi le'le Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That if you have bad thoughts by Lishma, it's just like Pigel. Therefore, come blood with Lakish. No, I don't agree with that. Right? And if it only would have had the case over there about Chatzos and Lishma, Bahahika Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's only where Rabbi Yochanan said it is a problem. Why is it only there a problem? Because it's all talking about things that have to do with the Beit HaMikdash. So Pigel's no good, and having bad Lishma thoughts is also no good. Baha Ema Modele L'Rashur Ben Lakish. But over here, where you're in Iowa, and you have bad thoughts about sprinkling for Avodah Zarah, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say, it's fine. Therefore, it's Tzricha. Therefore, it's not fine there either. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Masiv, Rav Sheshes asked the following question. Amar Rav Yossi in our Mishnah said, Kal V'chomer has barim. It's a Kal V'chomer that what? That the meat should be good. Why? Uma b'makom shemach shava posela. The Mukdashin, in a case of Pigel, where bad thoughts ruin, Ein HaKoholek El Achara Obeid, all we care about are the thoughts of the one who's doing the work. I don't care about anybody else. So Makom She'ein Machshem Poselas B'Chulin. So in a place where there are no bad thoughts by Chulin, no such thing as Pigel by Chulin. Ein Odin Shelo Yeh HaKoholek El Achara Shochet. Shouldn't it follow the Shochet? That's what Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, right? Now, wait a minute. My Shava Poselas. What does that mean now? That there's no bad thoughts by Chulin. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean, there's no bad thoughts by Chulin? Ilema de lo pasla klal. right? If you want to tell me that bad thoughts can never possible chulin, right? If that's true, elazvicha da'avodas kochavim demistera heichi mishkachas lo. How could you ever find a case where somebody can shech for avodah zarah? How's it ever going to be possible? How's it ever going to be awesome? Why? Mashava never possible. Right? How's it ever going to possible? Mashava never possible. Right? You hear that? Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Right? If we're saying, right, what Rabbi Yossi says to Kavah Chomer, if Pigel only works for the doer, so too for Chulin, only the doer. Right? Only the doer, not anyone else, not the bystander, not the bowel, only the doer. So one second. So then, now, my aim machshava puts elos b'chulin. What can't be possible by the chulin? What was the verse you talking about? Just like by pigel has to be the doer, so too by chulin, ain odin shloye kolholis ella achar ashochin. Right, only the doer. My aim machshava puts elos b'chulin. What is that? Right, what case is it that the machshava doesn't pass by chulin? Right, what does that mean? That what does that mean? Right, am I making any sense? I'm just reading it again. My ein machshava pasalos b'chulin. What does that mean that a machshava doesn't pass by chulin? Ilema delo pasal klal, doesn't pass at all, right? Elizvicha davodas kochavim de mistura. Right? Heichi mishtachasla. How could there ever be a case where a person can shech having a avodah zarah thoughts in mind and it's going to become usur? We just said that according to him, we don't care about thoughts at all. Says Tosos. What kind of question is that? Look at the second Tosos. Tema. Ichashiv pigol af demachshava below dibur. If pigel is good enough by thought, and you don't have to verbalize it, imkain, v'shkachas, zvichas avodas kochavim demistura, I found the case for you, where zvicha for avodah zarah will be usur with bad thoughts, where that? V'dibur. Where you say it. Shapirish papirish, sheshochet l'avodas kochavim. Here I go. I am taking this animal. Where are you standing? Standing anywhere else in the world. I can't wait. I'm going to shech this animal because I have a tie for avodah zarah. That's it. You said it straight out. That's not b'snim, because b'snim, I don't have to say it. Now, all the achronim asked on Tosfos, what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos holds. You do have to verbalize the fiddle. Well, if you hold the fiddle, you don't have to verbalize. I found you a case where it could be answered by Ben Achshav. Where you verbalize. But nobody holds that. Right. Well, because Rabbi Yossi is saying it's a Kavah Chomer. If by the Beis HaMikdash, all we care about is the doer, so too by Chulin, all we have to again. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Kavah Chomer Tor. Ma Makom Shemachshava Poselas B'Mikdashin. When do bad thoughts pass by Chulin by Kachim? Whenever that happens. Whenever it happens, nevertheless, Ein Akolik Alachav Obeid. So mako she ain machshava poselos b'chulin, in a place where bad thoughts don't pass by chulin. What does that mean? In a place where bad thoughts don't pass by chulin. What does that mean? If they don't pass at all. Don't pass at all. If they don't pass at all, then how do you ever have a puzzle? How does it ever puzzle? That's close. I'll tell you how. Well, you verbalize it. Right? You know what we're just saying? Why? Right, so that's what Tosa says. Echashiv pigel after machshava. If pigel works with machshava alone, I'll tell you how you can pass on carbon in Iowa, an animal in Iowa, by verbalizing it. And they all ask the Tosa, what's he talking about? He doesn't hold verbalize. He doesn't hold machshava to do by pigel. You have to say it. You can't think by pigel. I had all those times, Rashi, Tosa, everyone held. Thinking is not enough. You have to say, I can't wait to eat this carbon over 2 weeks from now. We can say it. What's he talking about even? What's even? What's a kasha? A kasha, not a kasha. Okay, whatever. Anyway, you hear what he's asking? You hear what Rabbi Yossi, hear what the Gemara is asking? Of course, Rabbi Yossi, just like Bechul, there is no psul. What do you mean by that? No psul at all? Then what? Then there's no psul. Ella, the pshita, me'avoda, le'avoda. Obviously, from one avoda to another avoda, of course it's a psul. Vachi kama. Here's what Rabbi Yossi really meant to say. Ma b'makom shemach shava potelas b'muktashim. Just like at the base of Mikdash. Of course it's a psul. Me'avoda, le'avoda. From one avoda to another avoda. While you're doing the shechita, you're dreaming about Zemika. Right? Nevertheless, Ein hakol holet el acher obeid. The only person we care about is the doer. Mako she'ein machshava poselas bechulin me'avoda le'avoda. But by chulin, there is no such rule like that. You can't passel from one avoda to another avoda. You can't do shechita dreaming about how you're going to mess up zrika. How you're going to do zrika for avoda tara. Nevertheless, ella ba'oso avoda. Only within the same avoda. In other words, I can do shechita for avoda zara. That I could ruin. And I could ruin the zrika itself. That I could ruin. But not from one avoda, not from avoda A to avoda B. Eino din shelo yeh hakol holeth ela achar shokei. Right? So certainly, I should only go after the door. Now that Rabbi Yossi said that, it's a kasha on Rish Lakish, and it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Both of them have a problem with Rabbi Yossi. Again, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said, just like by Chulin, just like by Kodshim, you can trade, you can have pickle from Avodah A to Avodah B. Nevertheless, whatever that is, you only go after the doer. So too by Chulin, there's no such thing as trafing from Avoda A to Avoda B. It's only trafing within Avoda A or within Avoda B. So certainly we should go after the doer. Okay? Now, why is that a kasha on Rish Lakish? Because Rish Lakish said we don't transfer thought from Avoda A to Avoda B. Ein mechash me Avoda le'Avoda. Rabbi Yochanan says you do. Kasha on him. Why is it a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan said we don't. We compare or to the pin. And Rabbi Yossi is not doing that. Okay? So it's a kasha. Bifnim, kasha, le Rishur, men lakish. The part about Bifnim, that we bechashiv, havoda, havoda, is a kasha on Rish Lakish. Right? And chod, kasha, le Rabbi Yochanan. And the chod is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because if Yochanan said we are mechashe from one avoda to another avoda, and if Yochanan said we're not, mechashe on both of them. Now the Gemara says bishlam b'fnim, l'rishor ben lakish. We're gonna add it low kasha. That's not a kasha. You know why? Ha nikame d'shame Rabbi Yochanan. Ha l'basa d'shame Rabbi Yochanan. First shot is before we heard Rabbi Yochanan. When Rish Lakish first heard Rabbi Yochanan, then he argued on him. But then when he heard Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, he took it back. So basically, we're going to say now that Rish Lakish is not even a shita. Why? He took it back. So now he's holding like a Yochanan, still a kasha of Yochanan. Okay? Ella, chut, kasha, Rav Yochanan. Ah, it's a kasha on Rav Yochanan. Now Rish Lakish also. How could they say that the chut, we transfer avodas? Rav Yochanan said we don't do that. So who most of love, who mufarik love? He asked it and he answered it. And he answered, Barba avodos. When Rabbi Yossi said that we don't transfer machshavas by chulin, we're only talking about the four avodos that apply by kodesh. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says something that doesn't make any sense, and then Rashi says just explains it. Ready? We're going to do the second very wide line where it says Bishlama Bithnim the Shur Ben Lakish. Low kasha. You see it? How are we answering Rishur ben Lakish? Rishur ben Lakish said that we don't transfer from one avoda to another avoda, even in the Beit HaMikdash. And Rosh said, of course you do that. So how do we answer Rish Lakish? Nikola Meimar Mikame Deshame Lach Masitin Meir Biyochan and Rabbe Hu Polig Asvara De Rabbe. Before Rabbi Yochanan, before Rish Lakish heard Rabbi Yochanan, so Rish Lakish had his own opinion. He came to Yeshiva one day, and he said to the Yeshiva guys, here's my opinion. I think you can't transfer avodas even in the Beit HaMikdash. And when Rabbi Yochanan gave shir, the Rabbe, but Amar Mistapra, loyal pina. And when Rabbi Yochanan gave shir and said, that doesn't make any sense, that's not true, Rish Lakish took it back. Right? Ulabasar Shame Lahach Masitin Me Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. When he heard the shir of Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe, the Yadan, the Lav, Savara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbe, and he realized, this is not a Savara of Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe, Elamas Nisahu, it's a Mishnah, it's a Tana, the Gamrinon, Psul, Mi Pigle, it's such a concept of one of us, the other by Pigle, Pigle and Amar, the Hadarbe, you could say he retracted. Okay? Lahachi Nachat, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah, the Rabbehu, that's why it's Rabbi Yochanan here. He's his Rebbe, the Agmere Mishnah Ubraisa, and he learns it out from a Mishnah and a Braisa. It's for Ravana. What answer is it? Every time you have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, just say Rish Lakish. Well, that was before you heard his Rebbe say it, and then after you heard his Rebbe say it, he took it back. You don't find a thing like that, right? Yes. Rabbi Yochanan was Rish Lakish's Rebbe. He's also his contemporary. He's also his brother. He's also his contemporary. Every time there's a machlokes, then that's the answer. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, he took it back because Rabbi Yochanan is his Rebbe. You never find such a thing. What kind of answer is it? That's Rabbi Yochanan. What kind of answer is it? By the way, Rabbi Yochanan says even further. You know for sure this is the case. The Gemara says Bavadai. Rabbi Yochanan took it back. Now Rashi speculated. You know, maybe he took it back because he heard from the Rebbe. What kind of answer is it? Then Rashi gives a second answer, a little bit of a better answer. Now, the Basar the Shami Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe, the Paula Galei, the Amar Machashvin, Ikalabem with the Hadarbe. It could be that after he heard the opposing side, it doesn't happen in America, no one ever changes their mind. He heard the opposing side, the Shaka said, you know what? I think he's right. I thought it over. He makes a lot more sense to me. I'm going to take my opinion of that. That makes sense. And he heard Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't hear Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning. He heard, maybe Rabbi Yochanan said XYZ. He said ABC, Rabbi Yochanan said XYZ. Then he came to Yeshiva. He heard the whole shir. You know what? He's right. Right? Not because he's just Rebbe in him. No, you know, I thought it over. He's really right. That makes sense. He took it back. Just to say that whenever the Rebbe has something, you take it back, says Ramban, it's very difficult. Right? Okay, I thought it over. As far as, well, you know, rock solid. Maybe he had the price in his pocket, the mission in his pocket. All right, I'll take it back. That makes a lot more sense. However, But wait. So now what are we saying? How can Rabbi Yochanan and maybe Rish Lakish also hold that even what was the kash on them? What was the kash on Rabbi Yochanan Bachot? Ah, because Bachot we don't transfer from one avoda to another avoda, and Rabbi Yochanan held we do. Now how could Rabbi Yochanan argue on Rabbi Yotzi, right? So we answered the four avodas. What does that mean? Hachika Amar. Here's what it means. Ma b'makom shemachshava poselet. When does a machshava pasel? B'mukdashin. When does a machshava pasel by mukdashin? Barba avodos. By the four avodos. What are the four avodos? Shchita, kabbalah, halacha. Sorry, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and shrika. If you have pigle by those four avodos, then there's such a thing as pigle. What if you have pigle by buying the animal? There's no such thing as pigle, only by the four avodas, right? Nevertheless, ein hakol holik ela achar ha'oved. Who counts? Only the oved. Look at Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. V'hachlik ha'amar. Mukdashin ha'kodesh ha'hektish shenifsalin that gets pasul b'machshava ba'arba avodos. Then one of the four avodos. What are the four avodos? Shchita, kabbalah, tzrika, v'holacha. What kind of order is that? Why did Rashi go out of order? You think Rashi went out of order for no reason? Definitely a reason why he went out of order. What the reason is, I'm not sure. The whole long arichas here, what's the reason why Rashi went out of order? Right? That's the only time you're going to have pigle. And one of these four avodas. Nevertheless, who is the one who passes? Only the doer. Right? Now I'm turning over the page. Makom she'ein machshava poteles b'chulin ela b'shtei avodos. However, when it comes to chulin, the only time you can passel is by two avodos. Why? There's no such thing as halacha and kabbalah by a chulin. There's no such thing. What do you mean? I'm going to walk from here to there? Where are you walking? No, you're in Iowa. There's no halacha, there's no kabbalah, only two avodos. Which are the two? Shechita and Zvika. Eino din, right? We're going to read the Rashi inside in a minute. Eino din, isn't it the case? Shaloya ka'olet el achar shochet? Don't you only follow the shochet? You only follow the doer? That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Not a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan anymore. Look at the second Rashi here. El b'shnayim. B'shechita u'b'zvika. The only two avodos you can have in chulin are shechita and Zvika. The hani hu d'tzivan. These are in the pasuk. It says, Zoveach lelo him yechiram, right? Don't bring idols to God. Bal asich niskeyem midam. Rashi is showing you that such a thing as shechita and zrika by idols. So he brings two pesukim, one from Shmos and one from Tehillim. Aval kabbalah v'halacha lo ktivu. There's no pasuk in the Torah that ever mentions kabbalah and halacha by avodah zarah. No such thing like that. Okay, therefore you can't, I'm doing halacha for avodah zarah. There's no precedent for that in Tanakh. Okay? What about haktara? The haktara, what about burning the fat, burning incense? Ah, fadav, the shaykhah b'avodah z'chavim. Of course, that shaykh b'avodah zarah. Many, many temples have that. Right? They might not have a ritual called for bring the blood from here to there. They might not have such a ritual like that. The Beis Midrash did. They might not have such a ritual. But everybody's got burning incense. Why isn't that one of the avodas? Mihu lav avodahi lav sudei behema mishum hakter kalava lavodas kochavim. There's no such soul that's going to be ushered to eat because you did that. Why? Hecha delo nishchita, if you didn't do shchita, velo nizrak dama lavodas kochavim. If you didn't do shchita improperly or zrika improperly, burning the fat of an animal that you shechted in Iowa for a avodah zarah will not trape up the animal. Why not? Because that one is, there isn't even pickle like that. If while I'm burning the fat, I'm dreaming about pickle, or I'm going to dream that I'm going to burn the fat, it's wrong. That's not pickle. So if that's not pickle, I can't pass the chulin. Okay? Good? Very good. Okay, next. Tani kibasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We actually learned the price that favors Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Hashochet is a behema. If someone shechs a behema, lizrok dama lavo is kochavim to do zvika for an idol, ulahatech alava lavo is kochavim, or to burn the fat for avodas kochavim. Hare elu dibchei meitim. That's dibchei meitim. Why? Why is that dibchei meitim? That's aser bahana because it happens b'shach shechita. Shachta, but if you shechted it without any bad thought, shechting it stops. And after that you wake up, and you want to bring a think about it to be for an idol. Zuha Yamaita the Kisri. It's happened once in Kisri. Below Amruba, lo Isser, below Heter. They didn't say it's Usr, and they didn't say it's Musr. Lo Amrub Chista, lo Amruba Isser, Bishum Kvoda the Rabbana. They didn't want to say it's Usr because of the Kavod of the Rabbanim that's Tanakam in our Mishnah, who said that we don't say Tamach Shabbos Avodas Kochavim is for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, even though the Shochet said after the Shechita, I want to do idol worship, even though he said that to you, right? Now he's definitely a Mumar, but we don't know what he thought about at the time of the Shechita. Therefore, why are we asking? Tanakam said it's not a problem. Now it's a problem. But what about 20 minutes ago? We have no idea. We don't have a presumption that it's all bad. All hunter. We're going to mock this meat. Why not? Mishum kvodo de Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, no, stop bad thoughts is bad thoughts. So you have bad thoughts now, 20 minutes later? No question. We have bad thoughts then too. Right? What kind of thing is this? It's not going to do anything because we have to cover. We're going to ask that question in a few minutes. Mimai! Who said? Dilma, I can love her Rabbanon Hassam. When did the Rabbanon say their din? Ela delo shemana dechash? Because we have no idea what they're thinking. Abel here, Abel Hakel, but over here, Dishmana Dechashiv. Over here, we know exactly what they're thinking. He told you. Hochiach Sofu al Tchiloso. So doesn't now prove what the guy was doing 20 minutes ago? He walks over to you. So 20 minutes ago, also he was no good. But all of a sudden, he became no good now out of the blue? When does the Tanakhama Mishnah say that we don't presume that? When we have no reason to presume it. But here we have a very good reason. The good reason is he told you. Inami, or maybe the other way around. Ad kan lo kamer belazer hasam el agabi obit kachavim. When did Rebbe Elazar say he's din? That what? The time of the kachavim is the vodas kachavim. The time of shev is the kachavim, vodas kachavim. Avo Yisrael, but a Jew, hachiyach sof al tchilas alom. We don't say that by a Jew. By a goy will say it. Not by a Jew. Right? El amr of Shizbi, Lo Amru Bahet, here's the story. Lo Amru Bahet, we should compose it to Shirme Gamliel. Now, we didn't say mutter because of the kavod of Shirme Gamliel. What does that mean, the kavod of Shirme Gamliel? Who holds that by a Jew, we will say that Sofo is mukhrach on your tzila. So because of him, we didn't want to master the meat. Why? Because according to him, it's a problem. Okay? Which Shirme Gamliel? We're in Shas, and Shirme Gamliel say that. So now we're going to go journey to Shas to find out where we said that. Higher Shirme Gamliel. Which Shirme Gamliel is that? Elam or Shirme Gamliel of Gittin. Is it the Shirme Gamliel of Gittin? Which what's that? It's non, because we learned that the Mishnah Gittin, Habari, a healthy person, regular person. Shamar, he says, Kisvu, get, Leishti, write a get for my wife, but he doesn't say to give the get. Now, if you're a deathly ill person and you say, write a get for my wife, we assume you meant to give it also. Why did you say that? Because you're all preoccupied that you're dying. Why are you giving her a get? Because you don't want her to fall to your rotten brother for evil. Right? So you're giving her a get right now, you're on your deathbed. So even if you don't say to give it, we assume you meant to give it. The healthy person says that? Well, why should we give it? What do we think? You're doing it to torture her. Right, she's going to hear, oh my goodness, my husband's writing a get for me? Well, he didn't say to give it. So what's he doing? He's playing mind games with me. The Gemara calls him Tachi. He's playing around with her. He's kidding around with her. Is he kidding around? Is he torturing her? Whatever he's doing. He doesn't want to give it. He didn't say to give it. So I'm not going to give it. Now, Ba, Umais, Babari, happened one. Sha'amar, Kisbu, Gedla, Ishti. Write a get for my wife. Don't give it. Ba'ala, Lagad. He went up to the roof. Benafal, amazing. He fell off and he died. Now, Amr, Shirbe, Gamliel. If he jumped off the roof and he committed suicide, it's a valid get. Why? Because obviously he was mentally unstable. He had problems. He didn't want his wife to fall. He knew he was going to kill himself. He didn't want his wife to fall to even his rotten brother. So what did he say? Write against my wife. Why didn't he say to give it? Because he's sick. He's sick. What? He said, what did he kill her? Put Shliach. He said, because he could. Because we assume that when he's sick and he said to write it, he meant to give it all. When he's healthy, we don't assume that. Why? Because the homeless have to get into that. That's what we assume. He's mentally, he's unhealthy. What's he doing? Correct. No, he's not a shoteh. The shoteh doesn't have dot. He has dot. He forgot the fact. Very important fact. Why did he forget it? Because he's very preoccupied. He's not well. But if the wind pushed him off, there was a hurricane, he fell off. Ain't a get. It's not a get. Why is it not a get? Because he didn't say to give it to her. Right? And we asked over there, Maisa Lister? Your story contradicts what you paskin. Right? You paskin the bari, we don't do it. Now we're changing our mind. You know what? Suri Maxra, yeah, we left out something. Pachikdan. Im hochiach sofo al tchilato. If the end makes sense to prove the beginning, hare zeget. Then it's a get. Now it makes sense. There was a story with a healthy guy. If he jumped off, I raise a get. Why? Why is it a get if he jumped off? Because now that he jumped off, now it makes perfect sense. Now it makes sense why he said to write it. Why did he say to write it? Because he was jumping off. And he wanted her to be divorced. But if the wind pushed him off, ain't a get. It's not a get. Why? Because there's no ma'aseh that's mochiach anything. So what do you see? That when a guy comes and says, you know, I shechted an animal 20 minutes ago. I didn't. Now all of a sudden I'm a big avodah zarah worshiper. So the same rule say, sofos mochiach al tefilah. So you were no good then too. Because of him, because of this reason, we don't want it master the meat. Maybe he was no good. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe shiny hustle. It's different over there, over where? By the case of the get. The Omar Kisvu, because he said Kisvu. He said to write it. Therefore what? Since he said to write it, he's Megala that is on his head. He's Megala that is thinking about it. He did say to write it. He did get the ball rolling. He forgot to say to give it. So, we will apply the principle of Sofos Moshiach al Tchilaso. He didn't want to write the faulty Yibam to the rotten no good brother. So what did he say? He said to write again. Why did he say to give it again? Because he's very sick. He's not well. That's what he meant. But over here, by the case of the Shechita, who's to say that just because now he woke up 20 minutes later and became a big idol worshiper, that he was an idol worshiper 20 minutes ago? Who's to say? It's not the same case at all. That's very, very weak, no? Pretty weak, no? What? Ella Amar Ravina, Mishum Kvoda de Rabshir Ben Gamliel Dahacha. Here's the story of Rabshir Ben Gamliel. You ready for the case? Don't keep making sense. Titania, Hakoshev, the Tchatz of Lacherim, somebody's on his deathbed, and as we said yesterday, he can't take it with you. He's a very wealthy person, he's not taking anything with him to the next world. He'll stay here. What's he doing? He's giving it away. So, Bahayu Bahen Avadim, and he has Avadim, Vamar, and he says, Hala Efshi Bahen. The recipient says, I don't want those Avadim. I don't have room for them. I don't want them. Im Hayer Rabbo Shani Kohen. If the second person here is a Kohen, Habe Elu Ochlam B'Truma. These people can eat Truma. In other words, the guy's on his deathbed. So he pulls over his buddy Reuven, and he says, I'm giving all my Avadim to you. Me? I don't want those Avadim. I protest. I don't want them. If number two, Rabbo Shani, meaning this guy Reuven, is a Kohen, Hari Elu Ochlam B'Truma. These Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. What? Why are they allowed to eat Truma? Because the Avadim, 1 second, because he didn't want them. He said, I'm not taking them. 1 minute. We'll get to that. What do you see from here? By the way, the halacha is that the Avadim of a Kohen can eat Truma. In other words, you protested, we ignore your protest, these Avadim belong to you. Shir Ben Gamliel, I'm going to wait a minute. Kivin Sha'amar Halal E'ef Shibahem, since he said, I don't want them, Kvar Zachu Ba Yarshim, it goes to the next person in line. It goes to the dead man's Yarshim. Right? Because once you're dead, you can't give anything away. He's doing it. So wait a minute, Vavinabal, Tanakama, Phil Omavitzel, yeah. But the Tanakama hole, the guy's screaming, I don't want these people, I don't want these Avadim. You're forcing him. What kind of din is that? You're forcing him to take him? Amar Rabba, if you protest, the minute you hear about it, I don't want these people. I don't want these people. Of course you're not cohen of them. Of course not. For show's sake, if you're quiet, ubisof tzoveach, and then you open up your mouth, the kuliyam will pligid the kana. Everyone agrees to yours. Why? You should have said something at the top. Now you mock to them. You didn't say a word. You cohen of them. Now you don't want them. Then you give them away. Keep pleading. What's the whole machlokas? Shadichal aziach. Sick man gave them to Reuven on behalf of Shimon. And Shimon's standing there in the room. Vishasak, and he's quiet. All of a sudden, and then he wakes up. Tanaka Mitzavah, Vishasak, Kineno. Since he was quiet, he acquiesced, he was okay, he's calling them through Reuven. Vahadakat Tzaveach, Vahadakat Tzaveach. Now he's crying. Now it's too late. Now they're yours. Rishon Ben Gamliel Sabar, Hochiach, Sofal Tchilato.
Oh.
You're upset now. You must have been upset all along. Ah, I've had the lot of Achmeikara. Why didn't you say anything originally? Sabar, Kilo Asilade, my Sabar. When I have to say something, I'll say something. When push comes to shove, why should I say something now? So what do you see? Because we're sharing a little hole that we will take your actions now and backtrack them a half hour. So too, the same thing by the Shechita. Now you're an Avodah Zarah worshiper. Mistama, you were one 20 minutes ago also. Therefore, you're an Avodah. Therefore, the meat's not kosher. And that's why we did a matzah of the meat, because of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And tomorrow we're going to ask, what kind of din is this that all of a sudden we're taking a person's feelings of the Tanaim and Amoraim into account when Paskin Halach is? Who ever heard of this? Similar idea. Yeah. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up from right here tomorrow. Everybody, good day.